For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy this.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert. On the move and throws and touchdown.
Yes. Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey there, hi there, ho there, folks. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Donks, and with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
What's up, buddy?
And no, there's no Kyle, the coach, Duggan this week, folks.
Nope.
He said, nuts to this, I'm out of here. Catching the first plane to Hawaii, and God love him for it. He can do that.
And we got a snowstorm here, so it's kind of fitting that he's on the beach.
It's cold as balls here. Snow's falling sideways, and Kyle's in Maui soaking up the sun. Son of a bitch.
Jerk.
Well, folks, we've got a heck of an episode lined up for you. Lots to talk about, obviously. The season is done. It's over. Stick a fork in it. There's lots of now rumblings around on Twitter. So many quotes. There's so many quotes in this, folks. And Crimen Nitley, the Ask Bolt fam, you sons of bitches. You guys ask the longest questions in the goddamn world. But let's waste no time. Let's start at the top. We were very surprised on Twitter by one of our listeners who we sent a hat out to.
He won one of the Ask Bolt fam hats.
He won one of the Ask Bolt fam hats when we were chumming the waters for laughter and positivity.
Yeah.
This was one of the guys that won that hat. And I'm talking about Salty Sports Dude, Salty Sports Guy. Depends on the day of the week, what he goes
by. The year,
by.
The season changes.
But sent us a video of him wearing the hat while he's playing a concert of some kind. I'm not sure where. But he sent us the video. It immediately put a smile on our face, and we just want to share it with you guys because we love it so much. Real, and it's so quick. Just hang on. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Sit down.
Hang tight. Yay. Thanks, dude. That was freaking awesome.
I love it.
Rocking the hat.
He's got the pick in his mouth.
We talked about this before.
He's got the crowd behind him. That looks like a fun time to me.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, we talked about this before. I've always wanted to be like a musician, but I got the saxophone. I wish I could play the guitar. I have a guitar. I bought a guitar. I don't know how to play it. So I might hit you up later, Salty Sports Dude.
Teach my man Kev a thing or two.
Give me some lessons.
How to use the guitar.
Let's go.
But that's awesome, dude. That really put a smile on our face.
It was rad.
All right. And with Kyle, the coach, Duggan, not with us right now, he managed to find a few seconds to step away and send us a quick little vid of his thoughts on the end of the season and what we have to look forward to. So let's go to Kyle, the coach, Duggan, live in Maui. Kyle, where are you?
All right, boys, try to find somewhere quiet to record this in Maui with the fam. But yeah, overall, very disappointing season. But I guess we've had a couple weeks to kind of come to terms with it. And now I'm like more excited about the off season. We can't lose in the off season. That's a good start. Two, we know we're going to have a whole new different team. I think that's exciting. Obviously the personnel we had were great. They couldn't stay healthy for whatever they can't put together. Okay, I'm going to come put your floaty on. One sec. But yeah, I mean, right now watching this Michigan game on my phone, Harbaugh is exciting. Come on, boys. We got to go get him. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to remember 2023 as a great season, but 2024, 19-0 with the bye in the first round? 20-0. Here we go, Bears.
Say, let's go Bears? 20-0 Bears?
Let's go Vice.
Oh, boys?
He said boys.
Boys?
With an accent.
20-0. Here we go, Bears.
Bears. Let's go, Bears.
Take two, Kyle.
Let's go, Bears.
All right. Well, yes, lots of good points 20
there. 20-0. We're back at it.
Coming in hot. Listen, that's what we do here at the Charger Chat Podcast. We're not about realism. We're about what we want. And that's exactly what we want. It's what we need. But yes, we can't lose in the offseason, and Harbaugh is very exciting.
I have the game on right here. There's like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and because during this game, all these people have been talking about, like, all right, Chargers going to make a push. Everyone's coming out of the woodworks to give their, like, I have some inside information. Oh my God, they're about to score a touchdown. Who? Almost. Michigan, they just got a huge catch. But ooh, like everyone in their woodwork's like, oh, and you know, they're looking for houses, and Harbaugh's looking for houses in LA. So it's just like, please just stop. I just hire him so I can stop stressing about this.
It is a very stressful time right now with all of the rumors floating about. So much of them talking about the Chargers, but still, until that pen hits the paper, until that announcement hits, it's just going to be nerve-wracking for at least the next week. So yeah, take your Tums, mind your ulcers, and just be cautious, all right?
Yep.
All right, well, looking at this last game, I don't know what there is to even look at. Chargers lost 13-12 against the Chiefs. You know, you never want to see them lose unless it gets you the number 5 overall pick in the NFL draft. So
we were sitting there at the end, and we looked at each other like, dude, this sucks. I can't believe I'm rooting for the Chiefs to make this field goal, because if they wouldn't have made that field goal, we'd be like 6th or 7th, right? So
yeah, it definitely would have changed the pick for the overall draft. I wouldn't say that I was necessarily rooting, but as I was watching, I was like, it's the tale of the Chargers for the entire season that, yes, we get a lead, but if the other team has the ball with any time left on the clock, they're going to find a way to get the lead. And it was not we had a 2-score lead or something like that. Like, yeah, all they had to do was get a field goal and they'd take the lead again. And sure enough, they did. So
it wasn't very fun to watch, to be honest. Like, that was
the
weirdest game this year, where it was just like, I usually get up like crazy for Chiefs games. But it just wasn't.
Well, it was all backups. It wasn't even, you know, and people Herbert got against hurt. Mahomes.
A whole bunch of people got hurt in the first quarter and pulled them out. They didn't go back in. Pipkins got hurt.
Everett, Sollier got hurt.
Everett got hurt.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a shit show in there. And good on to everyone who showed up to the game and kept rooting the guys on. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Not the way we wanted to see the season end. Not the way we wanted to see the season go at all. But
it's not what we want, but it's what we deserved,
I guess. So we deserve the number 5 overall draft pick, which is great. Now we know that that's set in stone. Now everybody can start their mock drafts, figuring out who's going to be around.
How many months of mock drafts do we have? This is going to be crazy.
It's going to be interesting, because at least Michigan just scored. Okay, yeah, so what? They got a 2-score lead now?
Yeah, they're about to be up 27-13. Nice. All right, I won't give you any more updates. Stick to the podcast. Come on, Kevin. Pull it together.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, because now it's not so much like, man, we're pick 17. I don't know who's going to even be available at that point. Pick number 5.
Yeah, it's a little easier.
Choices. Yeah. And especially when it comes out like, who's gunning for quarterbacks? Who needs this? Who needs that? And I mean, Chargers need just about anything. So I guess it is still kind of a head scratcher to go like, okay, what position, what hole are we going to fill when it comes to the draft? But there's still so much time until that happens. So many moves that could potentially happen. And God bless, we still need a coach, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And a GM. So we will get to that.
Yeah, we're not getting a player unless we have people to select the players.
Yeah.
That'll be tough.
We need a contestant first.
Yeah, exactly.
But Chargers are wasting no time getting the interviews underway. They've already set up formally requested head coach interviews with 49ers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, per Garofalo, excuse me. Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken, per Rappaport. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, per Pelissero, and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, per Pelissero. I think I saw the
Raiders.
Yeah, Dan Quinn.
They asked for Dan Quinn too.
I think they asked for Dan Quinn. I already saw. Yes, for Cowboys, Dan Quinn. That's per Jordan Schultz.
So I wonder what happens. Like, this game's over. They hire our coach immediately. Like, all right, guys. So, you know, Zoom. Should we do this on Zoom?
Yeah,
can we do a group Zoom? Let's have you guys all come in at the same time. We want to be efficient with our time here. We got to get ready for a draft.
Yeah, and I can't imagine the questions are going to be all that in depth. You know, what's your favorite color? If you were on a desert island, yeah. What would you bring with you?
They won't be our Ask Bolt fan, that's for sure.
No. God, no.
But what I find interesting, though, very interesting, is that there's a whole bunch of other teams that have announced who they're interviewing for GM. And we haven't, not one name has come out for us. So,
that's true.
Which pushes me even more to think they're going to go Harbaugh first, then figure that out once he's in and they've got everything situated. So I keep seeing things, and maybe I'm trying to like justify them and why they make a little bit more sense for my hypothesis. But it's real.
Yeah. It's, they got to dot their I's and cross their T's. They can't just say we want Harbaugh and go for him. There's rules that they have to follow. And so they're getting Rooney all rule. Of this. Yeah. They got to get all of these guys out of the way.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, we got Harbaugh coming in hot. So
let's go.
All right. Well, looking at some postseason quotes, Justin Herbert fresh showing cut. Off the new haircut. Yeah.
This is polarizing. People really don't like it, or like me, I think it looks pretty good.
I think it looks fine.
Looks clean.
Yeah.
Fresh.
He got his hair, for crying out loud.
He gets one haircut a year. It's, you know, it's
the flow
time.
Will be back, folks. Yeah. Don't lose your minds.
Like we've said in the past, he's virile. He's got a lot of that you know, energy you need to grow your hair. It's a lot of that testosterone, all that shit. I can't remember exactly what it is. He's got a lot of it, though, and it'll be back in no time. Watch. Yeah.
And so they finally interviewed Herbert, because they haven't really interviewed him since the injury, since losing Staley and Tom Telesco and everything like that. But some of the quotes here from that interview saying, Herbert said, "We know it wasn't good enough this year, but there are the right guys and the right mindset here. We have to fix little things, but I'm really looking forward to what we are able to do this offseason and getting back to it. If they, being the front office, came to me and they needed my viewpoint, my perspective, I'd love to offer it." And he basically just saying he's willing to help in any way possible as the Bolts look for a new general manager and head coach, giving his 2 cents.
It's kind of fun. I kind of like that he said that. In the past, quarterbacks don't usually weigh in. Like, yeah, I'd love to have some input. Like, this doesn't feel like Justin would have said this 2 years ago. So even if it was a slip, like, I'd love to give him my perspective. It's still kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, and he's not saying, like, I need to be a part of this, or they need my seal of approval or anything like that. It's like, hey, if they want my input, I'm happy to do it, you know, and I trust them on, you know, whatever decisions they end up making regarding personnel.
Sure.
And then on the injury, said, I was told that I needed it. I was told to have a normal functioning finger, I needed to have the surgery. But he also predicts that he will expect to be able to start throwing again in about a month or so.
Yeah, it was funny. They were asking him about it, and he was like, yeah, they said if my finger's ever going to be normal again, I should probably have the surgery. Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay.
If I want to use it the way I should use it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and
have
do.
I've been using it.
Let's do that.
I might need a little bit of surgery. So.
Yeah.
What a poor, it sucks that he didn't just injure his non-throwing hand, but then injured his throwing hand near the end there.
It was a little bit of a take my strong hand situation this
really
year
was.
For him.
Hopefully we don't see that ever again in the future. But
good
that he got the surgery, and good that he'll be back to normal as expected. You know, everything is going according to plan. No hiccups or anything like that. They also interviewed Rashawn Slater on his thoughts on the season, on the 5-12 season. The quote that is circling the rounds right now, saying, "We never want to experience that shit again."
Yeah.
Never again. No, sir.
I love that. He's a dog.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's not just Herbert. It's not just Keenan Allen. It's not just Mike Williams. It's a whole team, a whole organization of people that are pissed off on how this season went. It shouldn't have gone this way. That wasn't the script going into this. And that's just what ended up happening, unfortunately. They also interviewed Austin Eckler, And the quote that is circling the rounds now is, I'm not going to be with these guys anymore. And it's one of those journeys that I'll always remember. But sad that it has to end.
Yeah, so. It didn't end well for him. Like, you caught me off guard with the stat, because apparently he rushed 10 times for 11 yards.
And yeah, there was like one point, it was like 7 rushes for 8 yards or something like that. Yeah. You were like, that has to be a typo.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. He rushed 10 times for 11 yards. And watching this Michigan game, if all things go according to plan, they run the ball a lot. So I think there's going to be a big change to our offensive line and a big change at running back if all things go according to our plans.
Yeah. No, they almost had like 175 yards in like the first quarter.
Yeah.
Of rushing.
And so. They did it all season. They're just they're very run heavy team. And mm-hmm. you know, you wear people down. Like watching this game right now, it does not feel like any Charger game I've seen in a long time, because we just haven't had a running game this dominant.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that. But you know, Austin's awesome. He came on our podcast a few times, did interviews. Wish him nothing but the best. But I think that was the last time we saw him as a Charger for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unfortunate because, yeah, we really enjoyed having him on this show. I loved his story, everything about him coming up and into the NFL.
How can you not root for him?
Absolutely. This was just not, and it just sucks that he's going out on like this kind of a year, as opposed to the last 2 years when he was rocking like 18 to 20 touchdowns a season.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
And it's weird, too. It's the year where he's like, you know, invest in me. I want to get paid.
Right.
And then he does
well,
what he did.
Sadly, I feel like if that becomes your focus, you're not focused on the right things. And yeah, there was a lot of off the field talk that really wasn't conducive with what we put Austin Ekeler to be.
Yeah.
You know, his type of character. So
I feel like there might have been a bit of distractions this year.
Yeah. It just felt like a distracting year for him.
Yeah.
And not keeping the eyes on the prize.
Yeah. If somebody posted something like his whole stats, and then at the very end they posted and was on 38 podcasts.
Oh, wow.
So he's been doing, because he's got that. And that's got to be frustrating for him being on being a co-host of a fantasy podcast, and what he did, like one of the biggest like letdowns for most fantasy owners in all of fantasy football this year.
Yeah.
So it's tough. But we kind of predicted at the beginning of the year. We really did. We're like, it's going to be a new offensive coordinator. They were dinking dunking him the whole year. And it was basically the offense was set up for him. And it just wasn't for him this year.
Right.
Just wasn't.
Yeah. Let's see. Looking over at Chris Rim, tweeted out, Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen said, I don't want to go nowhere else. Allen said if a trade were to happen, he would only play for a few select teams. If it did come down to that, adios amigos, I'll get packed up in the offseason or right before the playoffs like them old heads.
Yeah.
So doesn't want to go anywhere other than the Chargers.
I love it. Why would you want to leave? You got Justin Herbert. Like,
exactly.
Freaking awesome, dude. You have a rapport. You guys are so on the same page and you make it look easy. Look what he did. He had like 1,200 yards this year in how many games? 13?
Yeah, something like that.
That's huge.
The last 4 games, yeah.
That's huge. So I this is the one Charger I want absolutely back next year. I'm pretty open everywhere else, but this is the one guy, when you're talking about the big money guys, that I definitely want back next year.
Yeah. And then looking over at Corey Linsley, Chris Rim also tweeted out, Linsley declined to go into the specifics of what his diagnosis is, but said that doctors advised him that playing football put him at a higher risk of severe problems moving forward. And Daniel Popper also tweeted out the quote from the interview. Linsley said there's a 99% chance he will be retiring.
Yeah, he's got a new family. You know, he's got young kids. Like, that's a no-brainer, man.
Yeah.
That's sad. We want him to play for us because he's so freaking good. But
I'm sure he wants to play as well. Obviously, he wouldn't have be a captain. He wouldn't be as good as he was if he didn't want to be out there. And I wonder if he's just saying 99% chance, like this is basically how it's going to go. But I wonder what that 1% chance is. Like, is there something that might somehow bring him back? But I can't imagine
because we don't know what it is, but maybe it disappears next time he gets checked up.
I don't know.
But everyone was saying that he looked a lot thinner. Like he lost a lot of weight.
It looked like when Hardwick retired. Like, he
is that what he looks like now?
Huge, big guy. I don't think he's quite to that extreme.
I didn't see a picture of what he looks like. So
he does look, his frame just looks smaller because he hasn't been playing. I'm sure he hasn't been working out either. I'm sure he has to keep everything on an even keel for his heart. But the quote here says, I mean, year 10, I don't know how many years I have left anyways. So it sucks. Obviously, that's not how I would have wanted this to end. But I can't complain. I can't be sad about 10 years in. It's got to end for everybody at some point. I'm thankful for everything that I got to accomplish, everything. Teams that I've been on, the people that I've met, the friendships and the battles that we've had out there. And there's so much to be thankful for that I can't really be too upset. What a stud.
Yeah, this is a guy you can't help but root for. Like, I love him. I'm sad that this is how it went down, but
yeah,
you know, there's more important things than football.
Absolutely. Yeah, my heart breaks for him. You got to take care of yourself, and nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this being a situation, and it's just really unfortunate that it is. So I'm glad that he's leaving on that kind of a note. I wish he could have left with, you know, Chargers doing better, but it is what it is, and thankful for him being a part of this team and, you know, helping Herbert learn things.
He definitely, Herbert definitely learned from him, so
yeah.
Good things, you know, the good things can be taken from it for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you can take some good things, folks, over at our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the funny videos we got over there. We've got different tiers for you folks to join, and there's so many good things to be had, and we've got a new Patreon member to shout out, and I'm talking about Combat Doc.
Welcome Thank to the party, you. Pal.
Thank you for joining the Patreon. We really appreciate it. And if you don't want to go to patreon.com/chargerchat, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask both fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, folks, time to go on to our next segment, Ask Bolt Fam. Let's see what we've got for our season ender.
No.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And before we get into it, listen. I love you guys. I love every single one of you. You are all beautiful, unique snowflakes, and you guys make us laugh. But some of you don't know when to stop typing. I love you all. So I'm going to read everybody's question this episode, but going forward, it would really help me out.
Tighten it up a little bit.
If we could like limit it to a paragraph. Please, like, because I got to read all these questions. I got to figure out how to put them together. And then I got to read them again on the podcast. And I don't ever want to leave anybody out, period. I appreciate all of you because you are all taking the time to write questions to us. And I greatly appreciate it. But just, I don't want to be the one to bring out the scissors. Because if I bring out the scissors, then I might cut something out that you're like, oh,
yeah.
I don't want to be Wool Dog Scissor Hands.
No.
I want to be just Wool Dog, period. Okay. So be judicious with your editing, please, in the future. I'm begging you. Because I don't want to be the bad guy. Okay.
Oh,
I'll do it. Nobody wants it. All right. So let's start off.
With the fucking long one.
It's an old favorite. It's Big Red Bolts fan.
Let's go.
Who asked the question?
The season is over. It seems so brief. And all that's left now is to play the Chiefs. They are who are resting. The one who does queef and runs like some caca is filling his briefs. And he whines and he cries to the refs when he speaks. This rhyme I've penned before our last game. The one that will be played by, what's his name? Yet prevail we will, I boldly proclaim. Am I a prophet? Nay, you twit. That shit is lame. But know well, my friends, once Monday has come, get your mind out of the gutter, the shame. Our Bolt Fam vibe won't be quite the same. Our mood will be blue, and that's a shame. So we'll refresh and refresh and refresh again the newsfeed page for ESPN. Hopeful to learn that our powder blue men will be riding into battle thanks to a few strokes of the pen. With the coach we most covet and pay millions past 10, we shall rejoice proudly bolting the fuck up once again. As I close out this rant and let this rave end, I contemplate how much time I might spend watching the playoffs to see if the trend of underdogs winning continues, my friend. Perhaps the Browns might beat them Ravens? But most important, and sorry if I offend, I hope and I pray for the Chiefs' reign to end. Okay, love you, bye, until the next rhyme I send. Oops, I almost forgot. I can't let this end without a question being asked again. It's called Ask Bolt Fam, not Babble Like a Hen. So, what question should I ask, dear friends? P.S. Seriously, though, guys, I appreciate your relentless positivity. I personally needed it more than ever this season. Sorry for the tongue-twisting poems, Woldog. They are usually drafted after I'm six-pack in and 2.5 sheets to the wind. I try to edit them later so they flow better and they aren't any spelling errors, but that doesn't always work. I look forward to hearing all of what's happening in the offseason from my favorite source of all things Chargers. K, love you, bye.
I think you can do long ones if they're like in poem form.
Listen, I don't want to be picking and choosing here.
I'm going to give a pass on this one.
All right. Well, I don't want to have to start getting out a word counter or anything like that. All right. But big Red Bolts fan.
That's awesome, dude.
This was awesome. And we appreciate the kind words. We really, our goal is not to be analytical. Our goal is not to be predicting. Our goal is to just have fun, be goofy buttholes, and
classic,
just try to make you guys laugh. So
and you make us laugh with this awesome shit you do.
This was great. I really appreciate it. Thank you, big Red Bolts fan. You said you have a question, but I don't see you. Must have been six pack afterwards.
Yeah,
you didn't put the question in there. So
love it.
But we love it, dude. Thank you so much. Let's move it on now to Mr. Peck R, who asked the question. As we gather here today on what was recently the official end of the Chargers 2023-24 season, I want to take a moment to reflect on this season. Yes, it didn't pan out as we hoped. We faced challenges, injuries, obstacles, coaching woes, and to many outcomes that weren't what we envisioned. But let me tell you this. In every setback, there lies an opportunity for growth, resilience, and strengthening our unwavering spirit. As part of the Bolt fam, I hold some things above most in my love for the Chargers, and I hope my Charger players to show some pride, pride, honor, heart, and to be shamelessly positive. To me, these are not just words. They're pillars that define us and our fandom. They're also words that define our team. Despite the scoreboard not always being in our favor, our pride in this team, our heart to keep pushing and cheering, and the potential of what is to come burns in every Chargers fan's heart brighter than ever. We wear our Chargers colors not just in victory, but in adversity, because our loyalty knows no bounds. Simply put, core Charger fans are hands down the best. We honor the dedication, the hard work, and the passion that players, our remaining coaches, and staff put into every single game. Our core players embody the true essence of sportsmanship, never giving up, never losing sight of the bigger picture. Mac, Herbert, Dick Perfect, and many others have shown us what it means to fight with honor, to play with integrity, and to give their all for the love of their family, fans, teammates, coaches, and the love they have for this game. The heart of this team beats within each one of us. It's the collective heartbeat that unites us, that keeps us coming back, game after game, season after season. It's what empties our pocketbooks year in and year out. It's the undying love for our Chargers, the shared memories of victory, and the solace we find together in the moments of disappointment. It's what fuels the Bolt fam to never stop yielding our hope, our ability to keep believing, and to stand by our Chargers unwaveringly through it all. Next, our shameless positivity. Despite the season, despite the scoreboards, there's a silver lining to every cloud. 2023-2024 has, at times, tested our resilience, taught us a lesson in perseverance, and has given us the reminder that the sun will always rise after the darkest night. We've witnessed flashes of perfection, monumental moments that remind us that the potential that lies deep within. So, my fellow Bolt fam, let's carry ourselves with unwavering positivity, shamelessly celebrating the unwanted knowledge gained, the moments of short-lived victories, and let's look to the horizon with hope. The heart of this team, the Bolt fan that we are, and our very own Charger Chat community is unbreakable. At the end of today, we could stand a bit taller, proud of our Chargers, knowing that more electrifying days are ahead. Remembering that it's not just about the wins and the losses that we encounter. It's about the voyage, the passion, and the undying support that we fellow Bolt fans bring to the table. Our pride, our honor, our heart, and shameless positivity will reflect the numbers on the scoreboard. BTFU, Charger fans, this dynasty story is still being written. And together, like a phoenix, we'll rise from the ashes, revitalized, renewed, and more united now, more than ever. Now for my question. Were you inspired, I mean at all, by anything this season? I know I was. I'll start off with Dick Perfect in his electric radiance. Thank you guys for having the best dang old gosh darn podcast out there. BTFU, big old family trust respect. K, I love you, bye.
Well said, Mr. Pekar. Well said,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, it was a hard one. It was a hard season, but, you know, we're not going anywhere. Are you going anywhere? I'm not going anywhere.
No.
We're just going to have to turn that frown upside down as soon as Michigan wins this championship in 1 minute and 5 seconds. And and they're taking a knee at the moment, and they're about to get chase him around and douse him with a Gatorade bath. And then he'll be our, then he'll hopefully be ours. And then we'll have an amazing 2024 and beyond. Harbaugh. Harbaugh just dodged the Gatorade.
The Gatorade.
And it hit a player. That was awesome. He is still elusive. He's still quick.
He's nimble.
Still got it. He still got it, folks.
All right. Kevin is.
Just the excitement in his face. Like, I'm sorry.
All right. Were you inspired by anything this season? Did anything inspire you?
I think the best thing about the season probably was, I guess, being, you know, the older player on the team, Khalil Mack, and what he was able to do. And, you know, he's on his last bit of his career, and he went out there and had one of his best seasons ever. So I think that's inspiring, that, like, even if you think somebody's down or out, they could still come out and surprise you like crazy. So I think he was fantastic. And then I got to go Dick Perfect, because he's the man.
Yeah. I you could say the same thing about Keenan Allen. I think
same thing with Keenan. Yeah.
A lot of chatter in the offseason how he's not the same old Keenan Allen. He can't, you know, make the same kind of catches anymore. He's not as productive, whatever the situation. But prove that's not the case. He's still got it. He's still got juice in there, and can still put up over 1,000 yards in a season and still just kill it. I mean, that Minnesota game where he had over 200 yards and like 2 touchdowns. Yeah. I can't remember.
He went out of his mind.
That was insane to see from a guy who's been in the league as long as he has. So that all of that was inspiring. And yeah, you got to keep the faith. I mean, even Justin Herbert, I mean, going out there and fighting through his, you know, non-throwing hand injury, which was clearly affecting him. He was always kind of favoring that hand and trying not to fall on it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of inspiration still on this team that you can look to and to hope for. And, you know, even having to step up in a situation like Will Clapp, like, I'm not saying that he was the best center in the league, but you got to go in and take the place of the guy that who's been the team captain and who, you know, has been one of the best centers in the league. Now you got to go and step up, and that's tough to do. That, I mean, just mentally, that would mess with you.
Sure.
So, and to do it for as long as he had, I mean, that there's a lot of inspiring things. Again, it, you know, it's not always about the scoreboard. Sometimes it's just about the character and what it is that these guys do in the face of adversity. And it's
a lot of adversity this year.
A lot of adversity. So we'll see what next year brings us. But Mr. Pekar, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Darius, who asked the question.
Do the guys hate Herbert? Why did the team let him go on live TV with that haircut? They gave Staley a nice cut at the barber, but they can't look after our boy Herbert? It looks like a high school haircut.
Certified fresh, and I don't appreciate the tone. I think he looks handsome. I think he looks handsome.
I think he's a good-looking man.
I think he's a good-looking man. Take that back. I want you to take that back big time. No,
go to your room and think about
it. If you want to see a bad haircut, you go back to when he shaved it. That was a bad haircut. This is like he's about to go do some work in the offseason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's got some parties to go to. He's got some stuff to do. You know what I mean? Let's go.
I think it's a fine looking haircut.
I think so too.
Yeah. The guy's got a great set of hair. And if you don't like it, if it's not your cup of tea, whatever, leave him alone. Let the guy have his hair cut the way he wants.
I love that. I love that people are just so locked into his hair. I love that so much. That's funny.
It is hilarious.
Samsonite. I was way off.
But yeah, his hair's fine. Darius.
It's fine. Well, welcome, but...
And welcome, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Thank you for asking the question.
Thanks, dude.
Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey.
Andrew.
Who asked the question. Judge and Chip, baby! It's finally over, baby! The second most comical season of my fandom ever, baby! I want Kyle, the coach, to take our ass to school on a coach's corner of all the sorry-ass plays we witnessed this season, baby! Now to the question, baby. Does the divide from coach to players run deeper than Staley, baby? Only 2 carries for Kelly, baby? An inactive Spiller, baby? Oh, and that god-awful performance by Eck with 10 carries for 11 yards, baby? Is that more or not having Zion and then pleasant starting for Jamari getting poked in the eyes, baby? Or did Giff give himself a big cup and say the hell with it? And your incentives, y'all not coming back next year, baby. They were never getting blown out at any point and still could have used the ground game, baby. I know Easton had his stick shifted another drive that game, baby. But still, baby. Love you all, baby. Can't love you, bye. Baby!
I think they were trying to give Eckler the best opportunity to reach his incentive. I think that's all it was. They kept giving him opportunities when he wasn't getting anything done. And I don't, you can blame that they're switching out linemen, but he's been doing this pretty much all year. This isn't like he's lost a step or something. I don't know what's going on. Doesn't look as fast. Doesn't look as elusive. So
I mean, it didn't do him any favors. This was certainly one of his worst rushing performances, if not the worst rushing performance ever by him. And yeah, I don't know that it necessarily runs deeper than Staley. I mean, every interview with any of the players has been like they love Giff. I mean, they're willing to go out there and fight for him. That's the only thing. I wish at least one of these games would have been a win for Giff because of everything that they said about it, you know, and like the idea of getting rid of Staley and bringing in Giff. It's just like I would love for them to at least get one win. Obviously, that means changing the draft position and all that nonsense, but
sure.
From a competitive standpoint, I wanted these guys to go out and just try to get one for GIF, just so it felt like...
One for the GIFer?
Get one for the GIFer, all right?
Sorry, but that's a total dad joke.
It's just unfortunate. And unfortunate for Easton, too. I would have loved to have seen Easton at least get one win under his belt.
He did look good in those games, though, all things considered. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, it's just unfortunate that it ended the way that it did, but...
Yeah.
Hopefully from the ashes, a phoenix will rise, and that phoenix being Justin Herbert with 2 very healthy hands with healthy fingers, his feathers, and his wing.
I didn't know what it was. I thought you were going to say something else.
Look, healthy, there he goes.
Very healthy
hands. But, yes. Andrew, I don't think it was quite the case, but... And the other thing that he mentioned, too, about like Spiller being inactive...
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know.
I mean, like, he really just must not be, like, good at all. That must have, I mean, if we want to talk about busts, that feels like the biggest one just because he hasn't seen the field. He's barely seen it. And it's been like, and anytime he has outside of preseason, it's not been all that great.
I'm very interested to see new coaching staff come in, evaluate the roster. Like I said before, they're going to be very, I'm sure, relentless, ruthless about it. And we're going to see what were issues. Mm-hmm. Not just like guys like, well, they're not giving him a chance. Like, he's just not good enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah. We'll find out pretty quick.
We will. Andrew, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Chance.
Certified Fresh,
who asked the question?
With us being in cap hell, I have to ask, do you guys see us keeping Keenan Allen next year? I really hope so.
I think so. I think they're going to restructure him one more time and add maybe like two more, add like 1 or 2 years onto the back of it. And then just that'll be it. And then they'll lower it just enough to make it worthwhile to keep him on. But he's the one guy I want to keep. You know, when you're talking about the big names, the Williams, there's Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. Those four guys are making the top two money at their position.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And for like the league, it's not just the top two on the team. Like, you have like the top two guys in those positions on your team, and none of them played. One of them played the whole season. Right. So I'm okay with saying goodbye to some of this stuff, having to start over, obviously. And then I don't want Keenan to go anywhere. I really want to keep Keenan because he hasn't lost anything. His game was never built on crazy straight line speed.
Yeah.
It's about being a guy that knows exactly where to be. He's very seasoned. He has great control of his body and great route runner. So I don't think that's going to slow him down at all. He's going to continue being himself.
No, if Keenan Allen ended the season with 500 yards and 2 touchdowns and a multitude of drops, like, you could go like, okay, yeah, this is clearly not going to work out in the foreseeable future. But he had one of his best seasons ever. The guy's a team captain. Yeah. Justin, I'm sure, loves him because he keeps throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
And the chemistry, the leadership, everything liability. Is there. Yeah. And even if with a new regime coming in, they're not just going to look at it and go like, eh, he's older. Eh, he's been in the league for too long. It's time to get rid of him. You got to hold on to this guy. He's got to finish his career as a Charger. And give me one more year with Jim Harbaugh. Yeah.
Two, maybe one or two.
You're talking me two. All right, there you go. Chance, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Gordon, who asked the question.
Yeans think we should consider Ron Rivera as our DC next year from over yonder? Been hankering for a hard nose getting away with murder on the field defense since he left. P.S. Yippee-ki-yay, fifth pick, motherfucker. Love you, bye.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
I don't think Ron Rivera is going to take a step back and be a coordinator again. Like, he's had a long career. He had that health scare not that long ago.
Right.
I don't think he's doing it. I don't think he's coordinating. So I think he's going to head coach or not. You know, he's been head coach for far too long. Mm-hmm. Two different teams, right? So
yeah,
I don't see him taking any defensive coordinating jobs like at all.
But would you consider it if that was something that he was interested in as a defensive coordinator?
Possibly, but it's all going to be predicated on our head coach. I won't what our head coach wants, but I don't know. He hasn't been a defensive coordinator for frickin' ever. So
right.
And I know he's got, you know, he's a part of making the game plan and what they're doing over there. But I don't know. I think there might be some better options.
I have a feeling it's going to be more dependent on the head coach. And I feel like whatever head coach comes in is going to instill that hard-nosed getting away with murder on the field defense, regardless of whether or not Ron Rivera is the defensive coordinator or not. I would not be mad if Ron Rivera ended up being the DC by any stretch. But I think it's going to be more dependent on the head coach.
I just don't think he's going to be in real world terms. I don't think he's going to coordinate.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Andrew Gordon, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Jacob McKinney, who asked the question.
Ranch or barbecue? Want to know?
Ranch or barbecue?
Jacob McKinney asking the hard hitting questions.
Because they're kind of in different categories. Like,
oh, very much.
Like, without barbecue, you don't get like barbecue, like sandwiches and ribs. And like, I think I'd have to go barbecue.
I'm 100% barbecue. I've never been a ranch guy, period. Like, just this never appealed to me.
I could get by without the ranch. I can too. I'd have to be a full barbecue guy.
I'll take this back. I like ranch seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like ranch dressing goopy garbage. No. Get that out of my face. But like, when I'll say this, when Kevin has made fries and thrown some ranch seasoning on there,
takes it to the next level.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm all for ranch seasoning, but if we're talking about the ranch sauce or barbecue sauce,
sauces. Yeah. But I love, I'm a big ranch guy. I do love ranch. I might throw some.
That's fine. You can have mine.
If you get shitty pizza, there's no better way to fix shitty pizza than throw some ranch on it. All right. I'm just going to say it.
Say it.
I said it. Done. All right.
Jacob McKinney, I think we're a couple of barbecue boys over here, but thank you for asking the question.
Barbecue boys.
Let's move it on now to Dirty Ferdy.
Oh, shit.
Who asked the question? Okay, Adam, Kevin, and Kyle are contestants on The Voice. Dean Spanos, John Spanos, and Michael Spanos are the judges. Pick a head coach you want, but you can't pick the obvious Harbaugh. Pick a song and sing a short part of it and put some heart into it. Get the judges to turn their chairs to pick you after your song. Just introduce yourself as the coach and explain why you are the best for the job. Have fun. K, love you, bye.
Kyle is so glad he's not here for this episode.
Well, and here's the other thing, Ferdy. You're asking us to personify a coach that we don't want.
Yeah.
Why am I? I can't go out shucking and jiving as Dan Quinn.
I don't want
Dan Quinn or Ben Johnson or any of these other yahoos. I want Harbaugh. I want to go out there as Harbaugh. So I'm going to sing poorly, and I don't want these guys to turn their chair around because I don't want them to pick me. I want them to pick Harbaugh.
Yeah, pick Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I want to have fun with this, but I can't. I don't know how I could pitch myself as a coach that I don't want.
Yeah. Like, dude, I just had a dream about Harbaugh the other night. And like, no joke. Like, we hung out. He's a pretty great guy. He's a lot taller in person.
Were you looking up at him?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
You know, your neck
not that he's, you know, not that tall. Like, I'm pretty tall, but like, okay, he's
you could just feel he had a taller presence.
Yeah, he might not have been taller than me, just his aura was taller than me. Like, his winning edge was taller than me.
But I don't want to leave you without a song.
I feel like we should save this for Kyle. Kyle cannot just squeeze out of this. I think we have to look. Is it okay, Ferdy? You're not going to be able to answer us. Yeah. Ferdy, we're going to
let us know. We'll wait.
So, Ferdy, here's what we're going to do.
I'm waiting for
we're going to copy and paste this into the next one.
Waiting.
And Adam and I will have a full week to prepare what we want to do. And then Kyle's going to be just sitting there like, Bob, what do I do? I think it's pretty fun.
If we wait a week, we might already know who our coach is.
And then we'll just we'll break into a court, organized routine of singing and dancing.
Of something.
Yeah. Kick line.
So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on,
let's go there.
Jacket, I don't know the word.
Can you take
me higher
to the place that I want to go?
So everybody's turned their chair around. We win.
John Harbaugh.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Dan Quinn, and I think you should hire John Harbaugh. Okay, bye.
I'm not the right man for this job. Take Harbaugh.
I'm not right. I sing more than I coach. All right, goodbye.
Let's go.
All right. Dirty Ferdy, thank you, buddy.
Sorry, dude.
Let's move it on now to the Bryce is Right bitch.
Nice.
Who asked the question?
If Jim Harbaugh becomes the next Chargers head coach, is there a good chance that Harbaugh teaches Herbert the good old Flintstone footstep as Herbert's new dropback? Fruity Pebbles, more like Herbie Pebbles. Fruity Flakes have no idea what's coming.
If you saw our Patreon, our last one, if you're part of our Patreon, we broke down...
Patreon.com/ChargerChat.
Charger Chat. Kyle, the coach, Duggan, broke down the early 90s Twinkle Toes, little fluttery, back, his
drop back
20 foot
backdrop,
backdrop, drop back. Yeah, backdrop. His 20 step backdrop in all its glory. And it was, yeah, it's pretty good. I think he should bring that back.
It is eye catching to see him with squared shoulders just shuffling back a little bit to take his read. But yeah. That, I mean, hey, listen, if he feels like it helps, I have a feeling Harbaugh will teach Herbert a lot of things.
Yeah, that he's going to teach
kind of experience.
He's going to teach him what it's like to have a running game and not have to do everything by yourself. And then he's going to open him up to, like, when he wants to take shots, be awesome. It's just going to be like well-rounded, hard as football. Like, he's kind of the quarterback that he really wants because he's badass, and he like will fight through it, you know, whatever, because he's tough as shit. Nails, right. Bro. Nails.
All right. The Bryce is right, bitch. Thank you for asking the question.
Nice.
But let's move it on now to Athir Kadir.
Athir.
Who asked the question?
Judge it, Chet, my love. Wool dog Kevin, my best friend. And can't forget about my lovely Kyle, the coach, baby. Now to my question. Kevin, my baby, this is for you. Nice. Put your hat on. You are the new GM working with Harbaugh. First thing you will do, extend Allen and Mack. Or sit with Herbie and ask, what does he need on defense and offense? Let me hear you, my baby. Thank you, my boys. F*** the entire AFC. Coach Harbaugh and Herbie will play in New Orleans in 2025, baby.
This is for me?
It's for you.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Athir.
Hello. It's for you.
Oh, thanks. All right, let me put my GM hat on.
Yeah, get it on.
First thing I do... I call Trey Pipkins into my office and tell him to kick rocks.
Oh, wow.
That'd be my first, I know it's not his question, but if I were Jim, that's what I would do. You're out of here. You're out of here, kid. But no, I'd sit down with Justin, see what he wants, what he likes, what he needs. He's been here longer than I have. So what are your thoughts? Give me the lay of the land. And then I extend Allen for sure.
So you do it all.
I do it all. I don't extend Allen and Mac. I extend Allen and cut Trey Pipkins.
Do you not want to extend Mac?
I don't know if we can. Like, he's still so freaking expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather him over Joey right at this point in time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A player that actually is on the field playing is my personal preference. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, yeah, well, sure. Let's extend them both. I'll sit with Herbie first and then I'll extend them.
Okay.
Based on, I'm sure that's what Justin's going to say.
Yeah. So all of the above is what I'm hearing.
D. I was really good at the Scantrons in high school. I was just like, D. When I didn't know the answer, let's just go D.
D. They wouldn't put it there if that wasn't the answer, right?
It's got to be D.
All right. Well, there you go. Athir Kadir, thank you for asking the question.
Terrible answer.
Let's move it on now to Bolt Dan, who asked the question.
Que veo vatos! First thing, thank you guys for making this past season fun. Listening to you guys, always entertaining and therapeutic in our losses. Plus, it was good meeting you guys at our diehard boat club Ventura Canopy and helping promote our toy drive. Okay, question. Who do we need to draft?
It's a good question.
It's a great question. It's a question that I think will hit every Ask Bolt fan between now and draft day.
Yeah, so the two guys I'm looking at five, in all honesty, it's... tight end and wide receiver seem like the players that if we stay at five, there's going to be two guys there for sure that we could take. That'll be awesome. Brock Bowers, tight end, would be freaking rad. And Neighbors. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
From LSU. So I think those two would be really great at five. The more I look at it, I'm more interested in moving back like maybe five, six picks. Mm-hmm. Still getting somebody awesome, but just getting more. But I think personally, right now, we've been yelling about it from the mountaintops for all of last season was a tight end, because that's 100% what we're missing. If you looked at the tight end play in that last game, it was abysmal. It was it was terrible. So I'll go Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I feel like Brock Bowers is. Speaking as a guy who hasn't seen a single play of Brock Bowers, I can lean heavily on Kevin and Kyle's promotion of the guy, and any tight end that they feel like should be on this team, because it is a tight end is a position that we, like Kevin said, we've been screaming about this. You know, we've had tight ends that have been fun, you know, have had moments like Gerald Everett and Donald Parham. Like, those are guys that have had some moments where it's like, hey, that's kind of cool. This is fun. But they just haven't been, you know, either healthy the entire season, or they just haven't been like the overall package
we need
tight end like Hunter Henry.
We need
Hunter Henry was awesome when we had him. Yeah, we need somebody that is a big guy that can catch, block when he needs to. And I feel like, again, based on the opinions of others, Brock Bowers would be that guy.
Well, and our offense isn't going to get better until we start running the ball. So I really feel like we need to shake up the line a little bit. I think we're going to need to draft a center early on, Brock Bowers and right tackle. If we went like first four rounds was like center, tackle, tight end, and something else in there, that would make me happy. Because just watching that national championship game, they ran the ball. They ran the ball so much, and they were so efficient at it. Like, that's clearly identity. When he had Frank Gore in San Francisco, like, Frank Gore went out of his freaking mind. Yeah. Like, it was so fun to watch. So I feel like there's going to be some major changes to the offensive line. Just out of necessity for a couple, and then we'll see what happens. But, you know, we're not getting it done, and we'll be such a better team if we can run the ball.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Bolt Dan, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Carl Bowlingtoft. And shout out to Taylor.
Taylor.
It's draft day. Pick five is here. You have Bowers, Neighbors, and all the offensive tackles available on the board. You are the new Charger GM. Do you stick and pick, or do you trade down? And how much will it take for you to trade down? This spring, a franchise's future rests on the shoulders of one guy in. How do we help Herbert? Rated R.
All right. Well, Kevin Hardy kind of alluded to this.
But I didn't know all the offensive tackles would be available. Because the Notre Dame, it was a Joe Alt, I think. The guy's, if he's there at five, like, I don't know. You look at the positions that you spend the big money on, right? Mm. What are the positions you spend crazy money on? It's quarterback, it's tackle, and it's edge rusher. Mm-hmm. So if you can get one of those three in the first five picks, you do it, because you're just going to have to pay that down the road somewhere. Right. You might as well get a guy in a rookie deal that's going to help your quarterback, help your team. So if the Notre Dame tackle's there, I would consider that, truly consider that. I don't know how that would work for left tackle, right tackle swing, how they would do that. Clearly our left tackle's locked down right now. I just want as much help for Herbert. I don't want him to get pressured like he's been pressured on the right side of the line all year. We're going to have to make our offensive line better. But that's what's so cool about this fifth pick. There's going to be so many freaking names available. Right. And I don't think, I've never picked one of these right. So, grain of salt. Do what you want.
It is funny. I mean, like last year, we were like, we don't know who we're going to pick. And that was because we don't know who's going to be available. Now, we don't know who we're going to pick because there's an embarrassment of riches sitting there at pick five that could be anybody.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what you feel like is the biggest position of need. And, you know, what can you get by with? Who's even going to be on this roster? You know, when it comes time for the new head coach and the new GM to like sit down and be like, all right, let's figure out what we're taking into next year. Who are we going to pick up in free agency? And then how are we going to address this draft? Because if you don't trade back, there's probably going to be a lot of, you know, undrafted free agents filling roster spots on this team. I feel like trading back would be the way to go to answer Carl's question.
The more I think about it too, also look at the four players that are getting paid crazy money right now for our team.
Yes.
Two edge rushers.
Yes.
Two wide receivers.
Yes.
It would make sense to replace one of those with that fifth pick.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it? Because then you can release one of them, you shift somebody in, you're getting a top five talent. So there's a part of me that's maybe says, you know, neighbors might be a good, I'm like walking around in circles now. I got to wrap my head around this, but in terms of like where we're at money wise with the team, it would be a lot easier to like go off on one of those two positions.
Yeah.
And then you can save a lot of money somewhere.
Absolutely.
There.
You can make argument for just about any position outside of, you know, quarterback, kicker, punter. Like you can make an argument for, you know, linebacker being a first round pick or, like you said, edge rusher or wide receiver. I mean, those are all great arguments. Or right tackle. Like, it's just going to be wild to see.
I'm excited. We're going to get into this a lot more. I got to start doing some serious research this year.
Big time. I'm more for trading back. I like the mentality that Kyle has about having, you know, not so many A roster talents, a lot more Bs, a lot, you know, trade back, get a couple of B level talent. And honestly, depending on what the needs are, some of these other teams, and how far you trade back, you might still have somebody like Brock Bowers sitting there. I mean, this last draft, we didn't see a tight end get picked until late in the first round, if I remember correctly, or yeah, in the second round.
I think he's a little different. I think they're saying he's like one of the best tight end prospects in like years. Ever. Like okay. That's just the athleticism. And basically, he's just like a giant wide receiver who can block, like, and is crazy athletic. So.
But I mean,
then you start thinking of, do you think of him as like a wide receiver and wide receiver production? Because that's what he did at Georgia. Then it makes it a little easier to like, oh, I'm getting a blocker and a crazy ass wide receiver. That's we call a tight end. So yeah, it'll be fun.
I mean, and that's the other thing too. I mean, some of these guys that right now we're talking about being like, oh man, they're going to be taken in the first 5 or 10 spots. Sometimes we've seen it where like guys can have like a bad pro day. And they drop, their stock drops drastically. So
yeah, somebody
I don't know.
Released some weird pictures of them the morning of
the
draft.
I mean, we're talking about guys right now that, you know, they could have a bad pro day or maybe, you know, God forbid they get an injury of some kind. Then all of a sudden that stock drops immediately. So I don't know. I'd be curious to see, you know, who are going to be the quarterback hungry teams that are drafting behind us that are worried about other teams possibly getting a quarterback, you know, around that number 5 pick, and seeing, you know, how far back could we go? You know, if we're only going back a few spots, that might be a gamble to try to be like, all right, we're going to move back a few spots and all these other teams don't necessarily need wide receiver. Maybe we get Malik Nabers at, you know, pick 9 or 10, or I don't know.
I've seen a couple people have mocks where he's not in the top 9 picks. Yeah. So
that's what I mean. Like you could trade back and still get a Malik Nabers, possibly. Possibly. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. All right. Well, Carl, Taylor, thank you guys.
Appreciate you
for asking the question. Moving on now to Leo, who asked the question.
Damn, this shit tastes good. Top 5 pick and Harbaugh rumors that will make any Chargers fan cry, and more importantly, any bitch ass Raiders fan cry if we get Harbaugh. I'm going to want Raiders fans' tears to put in my motherfucking coffee. In either case, the motherfucking question, trade back and possibly get more picks to round out the roster or stay put and get a difference maker. If not Harbaugh, would the head coach from Washington be a decent backup plan? As always, great to motherfucking be here. And as always, K, love you, bye. And just so I'm motherfucking clear, I mean University of Washington, not the Tire Fire NFLT.
Well, we already answered. I threw this still in. I didn't want to mix it with Carl's because even though he is asking about, you know, stay put or fall back, that extra question of if not Harbaugh, would the head coach from Washington, and that's Kalen DeBiller, be a decent backup plan? I say no. And I think the reason being is Harbaugh just has way more experience in rising not just college teams, but NFL caliber teams. He has that ability, or at least that experience of working with an NFL team. I mean, when you look at somebody like Urban Meyer, who really only knew college and then came into the NFL and realized, oh, these are grown-ass men and I got to kick them to make them do what I want them to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out. And I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen with Kalen, but I think if you can't, if you, God forbid, if you don't get Harbaugh, you want to have somebody that has experience in the NFL and coaching NFL caliber players, not just college players. And that's all that Kalen's experience has been as college. Well,
I haven't heard him going to the NFL. I think that that program is just getting started with what, you know, where they're at right now. So
yeah.
I don't think that's realistic. But there's also that there's a huge jump from college to the pros. And I think Harbaugh is just the safest of all the picks. Like, I feel so safe and comfortable
right.
with that just because he's done it everywhere and he's been successful everywhere.
That, yeah, and so, that's the thing is the success. If he just had been in everywhere and he's like, you know, middle of the road or, you know, 4-12 or something like that, like, he'd be like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's got experience, but does he win? It's like, no, this guy wins and just won, as we saw today. Guy just won the freaking national championship, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. So
yeah.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, I honestly, until that's not an option, like, I'm not ready to, like, all right, let me look up some backup plans. Like,
I'm not ready
to be a backup plan guy yet. You know, that I think there's going to be probably, if you had to go backup plan, like, you know, one of these coordinators that did really well. There's not really a lot of head coaching, previous head coaches that are going to just move to us. They've like a head coach that have been demoted to a coordinator and now they're going to come back up and try it again. Like, dude, are you excited about that? Does that sound exciting to you? No, it doesn't. Come on, Span. I just pay the man his money.
Yes.
Splice the fault.
Yes. Get that group interview done.
Yeah. Get that.
Go knock on Harbaugh's door.
Yeah. Get the Zoom hangout finished. Call it a day and move on.
Get the deal done. All right, Leo, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Cameron Motz, who asked the question.
Fresh.
Okay. Hey, guys. I don't watch too much college football, but what are the differences between MHJ versus Neighbors? Also, I've been listening to Matt Money, and he's starting to talk me into taking an elite right tackle at pick 5. Thoughts?
Well, I'm a big dum-dum that don't know nothing. Kev, what do you got?
It's tough because they're both elite guys. Like, Marvin Harrison's a giant. He's 6'4", crazy fast, consistent production. He had like 1,200 yards 2 years back to back. Malik Nabers came on big this year, like went out of his mind. He had like 17 touchdowns somewhere in there. They're both would be huge assets. I think Marvin Harrison is just a big dominant wide receiver. Malik Nabers is a little smaller, but I think either way you're in good shape if they're on your team. They're going to make your wide receiving core. They're number ones 100% whatever team they go to. They're that good. So there's not a huge difference the way I'm looking at it in terms of, like, you know, besides just their body type. One's a lot taller, but both amazing wide receivers.
And then Kevin's already kind of talked about with the elite right tackle is available at pick 5. Like,
that's
gonna whet his appetite.
I didn't hear him say that. That must have been on the newest episode. But yeah, I'm on the same page. Like, I make the offensive line the best it could ever be. You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Puka Nacua was drafted in the 6th round or whatever, 7th right. round. And he had, look at him. Like, you can get production. You can get guys like this other places in the draft. Like the Tank Dells, like the guys that are in the 2nd, 3rd round. You know, I want the best of the best. If the number one tackle is there, he's gonna make your offensive line better. It's just a fact. It just is. So,
but would you be willing to give up not getting Brock Bowers or Nabers to take that
if he's
right tackle?
If he's there, yeah, I would.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are big money positions. My favorite player on the Chargers is Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. I want him to play in every game.
Of course.
I want him to be safe and have a long career. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You get him the best offensive lineman.
Sure.
So by doing that, it does other things for me. And it's not just a, you know, great wide receiver that he can throw to. It's like, he's going to keep him safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down for all of it. I think a tackle would be the boring choice because we've done it. Like, we've done offensive linemen like 3 out of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
but it is the way, it's how you build your team. It's like, you know, the in the trenches, guys that are mean-spirited individuals that kind of drive what you're all about. And if that's what that tackle is, whoever's available there, look at it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Cameron Motz, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Nikon. Who asked the question?
Eckler gone. Would it be safe to say that the Chargers need a bigger and downhill running back?
Every run is always down the middle.
I think they absolutely need to reevaluate their entire running back room.
Yeah.
Just.
Especially, I mean, Eckler's not coming back.
No.
Joshua Kelly has shown flashes, but.
And you don't have the money to go spend on a free agent running back. Your right. best option is to find a stud in the, you know, second, third, fourth round. Mm-hmm. That's your best bet.
Yeah.
Because we don't, it's not really that many options. And like, yeah. you're going to be piecemealing it together until the money, you know, more money becomes available. We just need to get better at the draft. We need to be able to have more players be immediate impact guys.
100%.
So hopefully whoever comes in is making these selections has a bit better luck.
Right. Isn't just picking a guy to ride the bench or to be a healthy scratch. Like,
no, I don't want to hear the developmental player. I don't want to hear that ever again.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing that shit. Well, develop
for a draft pick.
Develop in college and then we'll see later. If you're a seventh round developer, cool, but there's also maybe a Puka Nacua out there that could be contributing right away.
Exactly.
And maybe it's coaching. Maybe it's getting the right guys in there and understanding, you know, what you can get out of them and get the most out of them. So
big time.
Sky's the limit over here.
Yeah. I like that. There you go, Nikon. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to DJ Jones, who asked the question.
Howdy, y'all. I've got a juicy question for y'all. Now, with the many roster position groups that need to be upgraded and filled, how would y'all go about trading a player like Bosa or Williams for more picks while also getting your guy a pick five like MHJ, Neighbors, Bowers, or O'Doons? Kayla, you bye.
That's interesting. It's basically doing the same thing. It's trading down without trading down. You're just trying to get, you know, draft capital. So right. if you're not gonna be able to afford one of these guys, try and go get some draft picks. You know, fill your team out. Let the new, you know, leadership pick the guys they want that are going to fit them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't think that's a bad idea. The idea, still, it's crazy to think that you'd get rid of Bosa. Like, that, it's just a crazy thought because he's been so good for us in the past. But maybe it's a year where you can get more than if you didn't do it this year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, kind of having your cake and eating it too. If you can clear up cap space by getting rid of some of those bigger cap hits and then still maintaining your number five position. I don't know. As many positions as we talk about, like you said, Kevin, there's not really going to be an opportunity to pick up a lot of free agents, or at least not any big name free agents or like over the moon free agents. So it feels like we need to have like 8 or 9 picks, you know, or 10 picks in this draft just to fill some of those spots and then take a, you know, chance on some of these undrafted free agents and seeing if any of those guys can come in and fill some of those positions. Cause seriously, about half of this team is going to be gone next year. It's going to be wild to see what this team ends up looking like.
I think it'd be interesting is if you did trade, you know, Bosa, Williams, whatever combo, whatever,
mm-hmm.
got a couple picks,
yeah.
but then also traded back just a couple, not like going back deep into the first, but like going back to like eight. And then next thing you know, you got all these guys on, you know, granted that, you know, you're paying a lot more for first, second, and third round talent than you are like later rounds, obviously,
absolutely.
They're more expensive, yeah. but it's a lot more manageable than having to go shell out tons of money for free agency. And look what the Rams just did. They're in the
playoffs.
Yeah, like
playoffs.
What is going on? So
yeah,
just get the right guys picking them, and we'll be good. Because you can't miss if you go with that method. You can't miss.
You can't
because you're getting rid of some amazing players. You better know exactly who they are and how to utilize them as soon as they land at the new beautiful facility that we're gonna have.
That's right. Love that. All right. Well, there you go, DJ Jones. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Anthony Tony Francis.
Nice.
Who asked the question?
The Chargers season is over. Now, let's go Michigan. Hey, let's go Harbaugh. Once Jim Harbaugh signs with the Chargers, do you think we'll get our own version of the who's got it better than us? Nobody. Hype up chat. What would your version be?
Hey.
Come on.
Come on. Well, they did just win, so
they did.
Michigan. And,
let's go.
And victory. So who's got it better than us? Nobody. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, what could it be? I started to think, like, who's chargering? Not us.
Look, they're not chargering anymore. Do we charger? No.
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 Are Who we that? Chargers? Yes. Do we charger? No. Break.
We do not say charger in this facility. Break.
We don't use that here.
Yeah.
Not in this house.
That would be nice if that's no longer a thing. A chargering?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Would love for that to be taken out of the dictionary.
That'd be great.
That would be a lot of fun because there really isn't any chant. It is always weird to watch a game at somebody else's home field and something happens like third down or a touchdown or something like that. And you hear the crowd chanting. I don't know what the hell they're saying, but it's like,
they're all independent contractors. No one's come together. There's been no meetings beforehand.
Some guy on the soundboard just hits a button and it sounds like a crowd chanting.
Charge. No. That's all we got.
That is all we have right now is charge. But
yeah,
I would love for there to be a chant of some kind that would really would instill a whole nother level of culture with this team.
And it doesn't need to be fancy. Literally the Vikings go skull.
Yeah.
Like that's
skull.
Yeah. Like what if
skull.
We did
skull?
What if we do something scary? I don't know. I don't have anything good right now.
Were you about to say Zool?
Zool.
From Ghostbusters. Zool. Yeah. Hey, put down your chant in the comments. Let's see what you got up your sleeve. But there you go. Anthony Tony Francis, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Salty Sports Guy.
I know him.
Hey. He's got a question. It goes something like this.
Okay, here's a scenario for you. You go to sleep tonight, and you are visited by the ghost of Marty Schottenheimer himself. He tells you that the fate of the Chargers for the next decade rests in your hands and gives you two options. Option one, Chargers hire Dan Quinn and have an undefeated Super Bowl championship season in 2024 with Herbert as Super Bowl MVP. But then Herbert gets traded to the Raiders, where he has a moderately successful career, while the Chargers return to mediocrity with a coaching quarterback carousel. Or option two, Chargers hire Jim Harbaugh, who coaches Herbert and the Chargers for the next 15 years. They have playoff success and multiple AFC championship appearances, but will not win a Super Bowl in his or Herbert's tenure. What option are you choosing?
What have you done?
What are we doing here?
What have you done to us, Salty?
What have you
guy?
Done?
Look what they did to my boy.
They massacred my boy.
They massacred my boy.
I guess option one, because I want to win a Super Bowl.
But at what cost?
At what cost? No, it wouldn't be fun to watch Charger football knowing that we would never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What's the point? Bridesmaids, never the bride.
No.
I want to be the bride.
I want to be the bride, put a ring on it, and call it good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Take me down to the altar, have my dad kiss, you know,
go
give me away,
into
give
the
me a
chapel
kiss.
And we're gonna get married.
Yeah, that.
My name's Dan Quinn.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, you can have my daughter's hand in marriage, Dan Quinn. Let's go. And it's an undefeated season.
Yeah.
And that would be
my God, we would be talking about the 2024 season for at least 20
years. We could rest on that for 20 years. We could rest on that till we die, pretty much. The undefeated season, because that's better than what the Dolphins did, because there's more games now.
Till we die.
Yeah, an undefeated season, I would get that tattooed everywhere, and I would just always remind myself of that amazing season.
You're old and wrinkly going,
Hey, at least we had 2024, right, honey?
Yeah, and then you know how they do the Super Bowl like videos for whoever wins the Super Bowl, the Blu-ray? Blu-ray, just pop it in and start, skip football. Just like whenever there's a football game on, just put that on. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's all me. Right. But that's just me. I want a Super Bowl.
No, I'm with you. Option one, you got to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think
if that's the for sure way to win a Super Bowl, and option two is 15 years of almost getting there, but never quite.
I think there's an option C where we can, you know, have our cake and eat it too. You know what I mean?
I have a feeling option C is we hire Jim Harbaugh, we have an undefeated season, and we go to the Super Bowl, and Jim Harbaugh
and he does it 15 years in a row.
15 years.
he'd be 75, which would be awesome.
Yeah. I'd be all for that.
All for it.
But thanks for the tough question there, Salty Sports Guy.
You nailed it. But, great hat, by the way.
Yeah, great hat. What a dresser.
That's a good guy.
All right, folks. We go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Leo Boltz.
Oh, shit.
Who asked the question.
Oh, shit. Graphic.
Okay, Zaddy Bulldog, Veta, Kyle, and Poppy, Kevin. I've been holding my sweet warm tongue all year regarding the ways the season turned out. If I'm going to be honest with you all, in my own humble opinion, without being sentimental, and of course without upsetting anyone who thinks differently from my own point of view, but also by looking into this matter in a unique standpoint, I would say that I have nothing to say. Scheiße, verdammt. Oh, 999, my apologies. I get very naughty when I get upset when my Chargers don't do well in a season. Oh, well. Anyways, I'm looking forward to the off-season with you all zaddies, especially the episode when we hire a new coach and GM. Oh, yeah. And, oh, yes, yes, the draft. Oh, yes, yes. I can feel myself on the verge of climax and excitement for the deep inside. Oh, my tra-la-la, my ding-ding-dong. Pick five, here we come, Daddy. I'm ready to dive deeper into the off-season with you all, but speaking of deeper, if you ever want a deeper look inside the Charger Chat daddies, you can head over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the funny videos they have and much, much more during the off-season. But if you're not diving deeper, that's okay. You can head over to chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff they have there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. Oh, yes, yes. You can chat it up with other sexy Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt Fam. So check out chargerchat.com. You won't regret it. Bolt, say f*** up, daddies. K loves you. Bye.
That was so funny. Leo Boltz, my God.
I love that.
Oh, that might have to be a commercial. We'll just take that out. Just isolate that and we'll make that the commercial. Like, why
did that? That's how we get people over to Patreon. That's our hype video.
Our weird, sexy German Patreon.
Oh. Check out all the funny videos.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, yeah. Listen. We all get a little naughty and upset when our Chargers don't do well in this season, but all it means is now there's such a huge, bright future in front of this team that it's unfortunate it took what it took to get here, but we can only go up from here. We can't go any further down. Like, that's just not going to happen. Not with everything teasing us like Mr. Jimbaugh. Oh, hello, Jimbaugh. No.
And if he gets hired, Jimbaugh is going to stick, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
We're calling him Jimbaugh.
We've got Jimbaugh. We've got Dick Perfect.
Yeah.
You got to handle that. You got to deal with that. That's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
All right. Well, Leo Boltz, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bolt Fam. We greatly appreciate it. I hope I didn't come on too strong at the beginning there, but
You get a whole bunch of like two-word questions.
No, I don't want two-word questions. I don't want to be the one to edit these. I need some self-editing from you guys, please and thank you.
Yeah, if you have any questions for Adam and why he doesn't like to edit things, you can ask those in there as well.
ChargerChat.com.
/Patreon. Let's go.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, Kev?
No, I'm ready to hear that we have a new coach here pretty soon. Like, yes. I'm beyond excited and ready for it. We're going to hop on doing more instant reactions when fun stuff happens. So hang in there. We're going to do this together. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. And a reminder, we're not going to be doing any Friday episodes during the off season. But if news drops that involves a certain gym boss, you better believe we're going to drop what we're doing and immediately get on here to talk to you guys about our thoughts and feelings and emotions.
And that goes for like my kids needing to be picked up at school. They might have to wait.
Yeah, hey. They're in a safe space. They can wait.
Go inside.
Go inside. Lock the door.
Daddy will be there in a couple hours.
But, all right. Well, hopefully Kyle doesn't come back too sunburnt.
He's going to be so tan. What a piece of shit.
I hate him.
I love you.
I hate
you. I love you. I hate you.
That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Kid loves you. Bye.
Kid loves you. Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Barbecue Boys. Barbecue Boys. Yeah. Barbecue Boys, yeah, we know what's up. We got barbecue sauce that we put in a cup. No, we don't got ranch, bitch, don't even ask. Yeah, we take you out back and we kick your ass. We got all kinds of flavors, smoky and sweet. There's some tangy and some garlic and it's all for your meat. Don't waste time asking what's inside. Man, that shit's proprietary, it's freshly certified. So come on down and have yourself a meal. We're the Barbecue Boys and we'll cut you a deal. We don't like ranch. Well, one of us doesn't. And that's enough.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.